Robot Underpants. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This week, sponsored by GoToMeeting by Citrix. I'm Langley, here with Eric Rice.
Hello.
Starman Michael Gaines is here.
I just remembered a story that I didn't put in the show notes. Okay. Hi. can I talk about the story? Because it's like very relevant to what just happened.
Sure, go ahead.
So did you see the video about the guy on his first day on the job that just starts swearing on the air? That was Langley.
That just almost happened. I think we might have got in there before I swore. I don't know for sure.
The guy said, no, he had a good point. He said they didn't have their earpieces on. They didn't know when they were going on the air. And the only reason why his co-host knew what was going on is because she saw the red light go on.
This was for a news station.
Yeah.
A newscast in North Dakota, I think.
Yeah, and he got fired like immediately for he said effing ass.
Yeah. I think he said something before that too, but I wasn't sure.
Well, I didn't hear that, but it
wait. The FCC didn't give him a pass like Big Papi?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if the FCC said anything, but he didn't know that he was on the air because apparently, well, that's the way the story goes.
Yeah.
But from what I've read from other news anchors that they say, when you sit in that chair, you have to assume that you're going to be on the air all the time. Yeah. You got to leave that language behind. So, right.
Yeah, the guy from the Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
Dropped one.
Yep. This is our effing city. Yep. No one's going to dictate our freedom. The crowd goes wild.
Like four people.
I did hear that. That's right.
And she said not appropriate. FCC's like, that's cool.
Like the recovery on that guy who swore, his co-anchor, those people had no business being on the air anyway. Because she didn't know. She was stumbling over her own words, kind of like I am right now. Anyway.
Don't we know somebody in North Dakota?
There's someone in South Dakota.
Oh, I get it mixed up.
It's all the same, probably.
Not
to alienate our Dakota listeners, but who wants to live there anymore?
Don't start a civil war between the war between the North and South.
There was Dakotas. That's right. The South Dakota will rise again. There was a thread going on Facebook with our South Dakota friend about apparently they have no state income tax there.
Okay,
there are a few states that don't have state income tax. But then I started talking about how Alaska doesn't have state income tax, doesn't have sales tax, and you get paid, basically, to live there. But who wants to live there either?
Well, anyway, this guy, he's got a gig doing the red carpet for Live with Kelly and Michael, and then he's doing, I guess he did it today, Late Show with David Letterman.
The guy who swore?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Best thing that could ever happen to him.
He does this. He gets fired and then becomes, like, real famous.
Oh.
So, okay.
Good for him. Let's see if we can get him on the show.
That's how it works.
It's too big for us now.
I know.
You're right.
We're in the wrong business.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, another Boston news. I don't think we did a show before they caught the bomber that didn't die. So they did. They did that last over the weekend, I guess. Friday.
Well, they caught. Yeah, there was a shootout at MIT, and that happened to be the guys.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And one of them got killed because his brother hit him with a car.
Yeah, his brother ran him over? Is that what it was?
I think that's the story.
That's the story.
Yeah. There's been like 12 stories is what motivated him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, he's starting to come to and all that. He was hiding in a boat. Guy that owns the boat, apparently, everybody's been raising money for the guy to get a new boat. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to turn around and donate the money to the victims, which is kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He could start a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo or something. Zach Braff is trying to fund his next movie through Kickstarter, and apparently people are not happy about that because they figure that people who have the means to do a movie shouldn't be using things that people who don't use.
Isn't Richard Garriott doing that too?
Garriott, really?
I thought he was doing a new game or something. Yeah, he was like crowdsourcing a game.
Doesn't he have like $1 billion already?
Not in that column.
I guess some people were pointing out that if Zaf sells the distribution rights, then he'll be able to pocket the money as pure profit.
Here it is. Richard Garriott's Portalarium acquires $2 million in crowdfunding for new game.
Okay.
Richard Gere?
Richard Garriott. Oh. Lord British.
I don't know who that is.
Or General British.
That sounds like a video game thing.
It is a video game thing.
Hey, did anybody get tickets to BlizzCon?
Why, yes.
Well, sort of.
I didn't. So the way the system works is there's this placeholder page, and everybody has to spam F5 to reload it. And in the way Blizzard's got it set up, and it, you know, Blizzard is, you know, of course, Diablo, Warcraft, and Starcraft. They put you in a queue after you choose how many of the product that you want. So I did it, my wife did it, Mike did it, and we all spammed. Boom! As soon as 7 o'clock hit, when they went on sale, the first round, everybody got assigned a queue number. I got like 8,500. Mike, you got something like 8,300.
Yeah, something ridiculous.
And my wife pulls out a 202. Hmm. And she's doing a little dance right now. 202. So naturally, she got the tickets. So ordered the tickets. Yeah, no, I didn't. We knew somebody who was in at like place number 4,000 and barely got the tickets with like 0.5% of inventory left.
Yeah.
So, and then they'll have another opening on like Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific. So it sells out quick. Yeah. There were some people on Twitter saying, I've been to the Super Bowl, I've been to the World Series, and nothing is more complex and difficult to get than BlizzCon tickets.
Yeah.
So wait, Mike, you said you did or you didn't, or you sort of did?
I said sort of. We're working things out with the tickets that that Eric got. So,
oh. So
I'm going to try to get my own ticket. We're trying to get 5 tickets, and the problem is that
you can only buy 4 per household.
Of course.
So we're going to see what happens on Saturday.
By the way, and you started playing too.
I started playing WoW. I'm about.
You said that so shamefully.
I know. I'm the last person on the planet to start playing. Hey, but I'm level 50.
Welcome to the group, Langley.
Right, I'm level 53 now. So,
ooh, fancy! 7 levels away, and you can fly.
Oh boy, I'm just trying to get to 55 so I can create a Death Knight. Then, Death Knight, Dark Knight.
That's true.
I don't know.
Death Knight. Death Knight.
So I just want to be Batman, and WoW. They're making another Arkham City or Arkham Asylum or Arkham Batman, whatever video game. I did enjoy those.
Too many super.
Yeah, but I played. I don't.
I'm still continuing my rant from last week.
Oh yeah, well, don't worry.
Man of Steel. I don't get it.
Well, if you want to see the Man of Steel movie, speaking of, here's what you can do. I guess early. When does it come out?
June 14th.
Can I just watch all the trailers back to back and be like done?
No.
June 14th it comes out?
Yeah.
In the US?
Yeah.
See, this says that there's advanced screenings of The Man of Steel to be shown on June 17th.
No, June 13th. I read a different. Yeah, it's about.
This is a typo.
Hold on. Yeah, I think it's a typo. Let me just double.
Anyway, if you want to get in line at Walmart, they'll be handing out, I guess, advanced screening tickets.
Yeah, here it is. Release date, June 14th, 2013.
Huh. Must be a typo on this story at iwatchstuff.com. Anyway, Walmart suggests being in line by 8 a.m. on May 18th.
No. Just to see it a day early. You got to wait online for 12 hours? No.
No.
Sorry. I love Superman more than like most people, but no.
Yeah, I'm not even a big fan of Superman.
No.
Nope. Before we go. That's just. There was deemed as a leaked intro opening credits for Superman, Man of Steel. Oh. Ended up being a fan-made thing, but it did look pretty good. I don't know where they pulled all the parts together from, but that's out there somewhere if you're interested in finding that. I mean, opening credits, who cares? I guess. Usually the most forgettable part of a movie. Except for Watchmen. I really like the opening credits of Watchmen. I can't think of anything else. Star Wars, I guess? I don't know.
Superman.
You're right, Superman. And the fan-made Superman one is nothing like the original Superman one, so...
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, what time is it? Oh, I screwed it up already. What time is it?
Oh,
it's go-to meeting time.
Okay, hey, thanks, Jeff. It's time for the commercial. Hey, when your entire team needs to get together, you know, things can be accomplished. When I need to talk to Jeff and I'm not in the same room with him, I use go-to meeting by Citrix. We could do that when we have meetings, I suppose. Projects could take weeks, decisions take days. So you could get together with GoToMeeting and do your meeting on the internet. You can use an iPad, an iPhone, or an Android to join in there. I don't know what I'm doing. Feel free to jump in here, guys, if you wanna. Anyway, GoToMeeting by Citrix. We're never doing a commercial again. I'm pretty sure this is not ever going to happen again.
We planned this.
We totally planned this, and I totally don't even know. It's so unnatural for us to do commercials. Anyway, what am I supposed to do? Oh, if you want to use it, you can visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code podcast when you do, and then you can try it
free for 30 days.
30 days.
So, a whole month, man.
HD faces on there, they say. So.
Oh, built-in HD video conferencing.
Well, there you go.
Like being in the same room.
We totally use it. Oh, God, that sucked. Let's do some other news. Is there a Ghostbusters news or something?
Yes, there is.
All right. Let's talk about that.
Dan Aykroyd says that Ghostbusters 3 will be filming next year. And he says that a lot of the science that has been worked on recently with the Higgs boson particle and such is a good starting point for a new Ghostbusters script. So good. Do it.
This is every few months they're working on the Ghostbusters script?
Yes.
Actually, RoboCop is the new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, I think so.
Actually, I haven't seen any RoboCop news. Let me check. No, not the wiki.
I think we have some weight here.
Do we?
This week in RoboCop news.
This will go much better than this week in commercials. Olivia, did you know Olivia Munn is dating the RoboCop dude?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, but according to People Magazine, she and Joel Kinnaman, who's going to be RoboCop, have been doing some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I didn't know that. I did happen to see an animated GIF of her accidentally having a nip slip the other day.
Oh, really?
There's your RoboCop news. Yeah, that's all I got for that. There was anyway, back to Ghostbusters. I just said Dan Aykroyd is like the Alex Jones of Ghostbusters news. Every few minutes he's got something to say or some reason why it's not happening, or basically nothing that you can believe comes out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. In other movie news, we do have other movie news. Because we always have movie news. They're making a sequel to Wild Things. Remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember that.
Who was in that movie? That was...
Kevin Bacon and...
those hot chicks that were making out. Denise Richards.
Denise Richards, that's the one I was thinking about.
And the chick from Scream?
Yeah, who... God, what has she done lately?
What happened to her?
I don't know. I thought she was pretty good at the time.
Charlie Sheen. God,
I remember her name.
Was not in that. Who was in that? Oh, it was Kevin Bacon, you said. Yeah.
Kevin Bacon, yeah.
Charlie. Oh, yeah. I can't remember that girl's name. Anyway, the point is they're going to evidently be basing the sequel on the Amanda Knox story.
Okay, Neve Campbell.
Neve Campbell, that's right. What she looks
I'm
like.
Looking her up right now.
Find some what does she
Did
look
like. Did
you
see an Emma Watson movie that's based on a true story?
No.
No.
Like all these socialites that raid like Paris Hilton's house and all these Hollywood Hill robberies. Emma Watson does a pretty convincing American chick.
Huh.
Okay. Wait, you want to know what she's been in?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Titanic, Blood and Steel.
What?
I hope this is, I don't know. I hope that this is some sort of docudrama or something and not like Titanic 3 or something. she did Grey's Anatomy, Scream 4. She did a voice in The Simpsons in 2009.
Jeez.
I don't know what happened to her because I thought that at the time I thought she was really good and up and coming and I thought she'd be in a million things by now.
She probably, she had a baby in 2012.
Uh-huh. Oh, Titanic Blood and Steel is a sort of a docudrama about the construction of the Titanic.
I kind of remember that.
Okay.
They're working on that Vacation reboot or sequel or whatever the hell it's supposed to be with Ed Helms, evidently. That stalled over the a disagreement about the ratings, what rating they're going to give it. I don't know. Whether it's going to be R or PG-13, there was a weird commercial for a hotel. It was like 15 minutes long with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo like continuing.
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw the 30-second spot. I forgot who it was for, but yeah, I remember seeing something with them.
It was weird. Like I saw it and I was like, what is this? And I didn't realize it was a commercial till the end when there's just clearly it's for a hotel. But it was bizarre. Evidently, they have no problems going back and doing Vacation stuff, so hey, if they want to do more movies, go for it. I thought they were all pretty funny generally. Vegas Vacation, maybe not, but it was all right. What else do we have? More Star Trek.
In big
have we seen the whole movie yet?
No,
I think we have. I don't need to see it.
No, apparently there's like some big twist about this whole Benedict Cumberbatch character.
No kidding.
I haven't read the spoilers. I don't know who he's playing, but this whole John Harrison thing is supposed to be a complete fabrication.
Well,
and he's supposed to be somebody else. And there was I didn't watch it yet, but I have it in my browser. I'm going to watch it after. There's an interview with Kathleen Kennedy about how they lie to protect the secrets in movies now, because everybody has a cell phone, everybody has a camera, everybody has whatever they need to blurt shit out, on the internet, so to speak. So that's why they have to lie about certain things. And so, why are you laughing?
I just saw you laughing at me in IRC.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, new trailer is out. It looks really good. I know enough now where I would really like to shut everything about Star Trek, the Into Darkness, off until I see the movie on the 15th.
Yeah. I think it's good that they're lying to us, because now it won't be a – I mean, actually, it will be a surprise when you see stuff.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you hear about all this stuff and you're just like, oh, yeah. And then it's not really all that interesting when you get to it. Yeah, maybe Cumberbatch is really going to be Zaff Brannigan. Wah, wah, wah. Futurama needs saved again, people.
Yes.
Go find some online petition to save Futurama. I really don't think they're going to save it twice. But
put it on Netflix.
Yeah, they could do that.
Seriously, I think it's a good show. I think it deserves saving. However, I don't think it worked on Comedy Central. And
I don't know what the problem was. I don't know. I didn't read anything about it. I just saw somebody tweeting about it earlier, and then you brought it up. I don't know
if it's a numbers game. Did their viewership decline?
That's what I don't know. I don't know if it's that. I know that they were having problems signing everybody because everybody wanted more money. I don't know if that has something to do with it. All the voices and talent. I don't know. I feel like they're going to have a hard time saving it twice.
They can put it on Netflix and still make a ton of money. Netflix, by the way, just passed HBO. They're bigger than HBO now.
Wow.
No, really?
Yup.
It's because HBO won't let anybody watch their stuff unless they buy all the cable stuff. If HBO...
Well, yeah, that's true. Like, I have HBO Go because I have to sign into my Comcast account in order to use it.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right.
If you want to cut the cord, though, if you want to cut the cord and just basically be like, I got, like, a Roku and an Apple TV, or I got, like, an Xbox, or I got an Xbox and an Apple TV, and you want to watch all this stuff, fine. And then you go to sign into the, you know, the other things, you can't do that because you need to sign in. Look, the whole reason I don't have you is because I don't subscribe to the entire network, Dish, DirecTV,
you
whatever.
Have to get, like, all this other stuff and pay. How much do you pay for your cable to have HBO?
$130 a month.
Yeah, that's probably pretty cheap.
And the thing is, when we did it, we cut the cord, and we got it down to, like, $20 a month. But at some point, you miss that ongoing drone background noise of
Discovery.
That's
why we can't cut the cord. We have kids. We can't cut the cord. Well, I mean, they
The kids are totally on board. Our kids don't watch TV.
Our kids watch...
They watch YouTube.
They watch what?
YouTube. They watch YouTube.
Oh, no. Our kids, I mean, they watch YouTube, but they use Apple TV a lot. They use whatever is on Netflix and whatever I threw on Apple TV on iTunes, that's what they watch. I don't know if we can cut the cord. That's a whole other thing, but...
See, because what you miss is you miss those marathon crack shows.
Sure.
You'll be flipping through and it's like...
You can watch a whole season on Netflix.
Is the pencil sharpener made?
Yeah.
For the next hour, we'll tell you how the pencil sharpener is made. Then, like, 12 hours later, you know how every office supply is made because it's a behind-the-making-of-scenes true story.
Yeah. I cut the cord and I just went and bought an antenna for my TV, and I still get, like, the local channels, and that's fine, and everything else.
Yeah, but you miss being able to watch things like Hoarders.
I don't miss it.
I don't watch it all the time. I've only seen, like, a handful of episodes.
When it's on, admit it, your afternoon's hosed.
Sure. I mean, that just happened to me with Mythbusters and Storage Wars. But
Mythbusters, yeah. There's no way to watch the stuff online, or some of it.
I mean, those are shows that I'm not going to be like run into somebody online and be like, oh my God, did you see the latest Mythbusters? Did you see Storage Wars last night? Like, nobody's doing that.
Wait. Like you did with Game of Thrones this week?
Like Game of Thrones.
Oh, it was like all over Game of Thrones. See, that's the thing. It's like I can't not watch Game of Thrones.
I can't even tell you what network Game of Thrones is on. I don't watch it.
HBO.
All right, there you go.
That would be one that I would want to.
I mean, you get some closed, you know, when you've got a business model that's kind of closed and old school and everything else pops up around you.
No. Well, fortunately, Jeff has HBO, so I can watch it on for his
place. And Netflix has also been cracking down on account sharing because they found people were doing that.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
So now $11.99 a month, I think, is what they're charging for, like, 4 simultaneous streams.
Oh, okay.
So it sounds like you can still do it. You just can't watch simultaneously.
Yeah. Oh, what's in the same house?
Or anywhere? Or just,
I don't know.
On your account. Yeah.
On your account. But they could easily do that, I'm sure. The thing is, what happens if somebody's on their phone? That's not at your house. That's over a network.
Yeah. If you're on a plane, you're at the airport, you're out. And
but they can see. I mean, they would know if you're connected to your account, and if there are 4 anywhere in the world attached to your account streaming, then you know they can figure it out that way.
Mm.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. The way that it is with me is that I see in my Twitter feed sometimes that there's stuff that I watch, like I didn't get to watch Game of Thrones until a little bit after it aired here on the East Coast. And I could watch on HBO Go, like I said, but my Twitter feed started blowing up with a whole bunch of stuff and spoilers and things. Yeah. Please, God, why do people spoil shows on Twitter? Why?
Why do people hack Twitter accounts and say that the White House was bombed and then make the stock market explode? AP Twitter account got hacked over, what is it, yesterday or the day before?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the day before they've turned on double authentication.
Oh, really? Twitter has that now?
It started. Yeah, this is going to be the new trend. You're going to start seeing it. If it's like, it's like you're going to have to log in twice to things.
It's annoying as hell.
It is, yeah.
But if someone gets a hold of like my phone or someone that has, you know, if I work for AP and it was on my phone, they could just tweet from there.
I always find it funny how like infinitely more secure World of Warcraft is than like, you know, your bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in fact, you can't even choose password. They like have rules. I think, I don't know, some banks, you can't have a strong password like you can on other sites.
Oh, yeah. I saw somebody tweeted the other day their bank doesn't allow like special characters. Why
yeah.
not?
Oh, yeah. That's very common.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't
allow
that.
Speaking of special characters, Captain Jack and River Song want to have a spinoff from Doctor Who.
I was tripping. I didn't realize that they didn't know each other. But
yeah, I didn't either.
They didn't. I figured there would be like a company meeting or something.
Using code meeting from Citrix.
But yeah.
They met at a party recently and they just hit it off immediately. They have the same birthday and things like that.
March
11th.
That's my birthday.
Yeah, that's right. Your birthday, River Song, and Captain Jack.
Wait, are you talking about the characters or the actors?
The people.
The actors.
No.
Okay.
John Barrowman and Alex Kingston.
Well, I want in on this spinoff. I have the same birthday. Somebody call me.
You could be a tattoo artist.
I could be a Nazi tattoo artist. Great. Hey, you know, like one that's been redeemed and found the...
Or you could, like, take a leak next to John Barrowman.
Yeah.
There you go.
Are you allowed to talk about that?
About what?
About what?
Your Walk the Line?
Sure, I was in Walk the Line.
Oh, okay.
Well, it already came out. I can talk about it.
All right.
and who was in Walk the Line that got arrested recently?
Oh yeah, Reese
Witherspoon. Yeah,
she.
I knew that.
That was so dumb.
Her husband was driving drunk. She pulled the. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you're about to find out, Mister.
The cop is like, yeah, no, I don't know who you are, but okay, have fun.
Have fun in jail.
Congratulations.
I heard a story yesterday about a guy who had his iPhone stolen, and he used the Find My Phone feature, tracked it down to a police station. Where there was a guy that had been arrested for something else in the jail cell with the dude's phone, and when the cop asked him to hand it over, he pulled it out of his asshole and handed it back. I would have been like, you know, you can just go ahead and put that back up in there. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
More bars, more places.
Oh. And how? Lots of bars.
Maybe we could do advertising for, who is that, AT&T or Singular? AT&T?
I don't know.
I think it was AT&T.
That guy. Yeah.
Going full on. I'm becoming a T-Mobile fanboy.
Really?
Why?
Because you're a teenage girl.
They totally changed the industry. They're like, yeah, no more contract crap.
Oh, that, yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah, that's good.
Here's a card. Everybody else, even Verizon's like, that's probably a pretty good idea. Yeah, except your network's not like... compatible with, you know, Earth.
Well, maybe it will be after we've got another Comet Con. Maybe when the comet hits, we'll.
I am still pissed about how awesome it was to go take an unlocked phone into whatever store I felt like in England. Mm. Yeah, I need a card. How much data? Unlimited. All right, £15, please. Really? Yep. Pay, leave,
yeah.
Pop it in.
What's this comet, Starman, since you're Starman?
So, yeah, there's this comet. Its accepted name is ISON, and it's coming in November. It's supposed to put on a really good show because it's supposed to get very close to the sun. And I was doing just a little bit of reading on it because it's coming closer, and I want to keep an eye on it. And I have this old astronomy program that I don't feel like updating because it's like $100 just to use it a couple times. So I was trying to figure out how I could punch the comet data into this old app. And in doing so... I found that there are a bunch of people that think that NASA is lying to us about ISON and that we're all going to die in November.
Make a note.
There's always a group of people that thinks that when something happens, we're all going to die because of it. Despite the fact that the scientific data doesn't hold up.
I thought it was going to be like one of those movies where you're like using your old program and you discover something completely that no one else knows about. Now you're running around. You have to like warn everyone. You're the guy that figured it out. I know how we can save Earth. You gotta believe me.
So
we have to upload a virus.
The comet is actually going to pass through Earth's orbit when Earth is like on the other side of its own orbit. It's not going to affect us at all. However, we're supposed to get some really nice meteor shower because of it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's supposed to dump a bunch of dust and specks in our path. And so what we're going to get is we're going to get a meteor shower when the Earth goes around and hits the comet's path from one direction. And then we're going to get another meteor shower when we hit the comet's path from when it was going around the sun and back in the other direction. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I like how Neil deGrasse Tyson laid all of this stuff out, especially when it had to do with meteorites, asteroids, and such.
Mm-hmm.
Our orbit crosses an asteroid belt.
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, wait. No. The asteroid belt is between Mars and Jupiter.
Don't we cross it?
No, we don't cross it.
I thought we crossed it.
No. We're so far away from it.
I thought it was between us.
Hey,
and
his
Mars,
name is Starman. Don't argue.
All right.
The asteroid belt is between Mars and Jupiter.
Veronica Mars?
Veronica Mars. Here, I'm looking. I'll prove it to you. I'm looking it up.
Oh, that's right. Uranus joke in here someplace.
Mars and Jupiter. Here's Wikipedia link. There
Wikipedia link about your asteroid belt. My asteroid belt is getting tight on me.
There's an iPhone in Uranus.
Guilt. Speaking of glass holes.
Oh, see, that would have worked in the last story.
Yeah, it all just blurs together as a confusing.
What's going on? People got their. Didn't we talk about this already?
I don't know. I can't keep track. The first wave, you have these religious people worshiping at the throne of Google.
Google Glass.
Yeah. So anyway, Google Glass, the wearable computing device thing. It's not a wearable computer. It's like a wearable extension.
Wearable camera phone without the phone.
Well, yeah. So their Explorer program, the first people got them.
Yeah.
It seems to be very famous people that got them doing the most ridiculous stuff. It's one extreme or the other. If you don't got guys skydiving in Bentleys to people just photographing their patios, there's no happy medium.
There's a lot of dumb pictures.
So that happened. So you got guys that are now posting all
I actually don't think it was the Explorer people yet. I think these were people that pre-ordered it at,
somebody confirmed because somebody accused them of favoritism, and they're like, nope, I was number blah, blah, blah in line. And they had to go and get fitted and all that stuff.
Fitted? Really?
Yeah. I guess. Well, if you're wearing something on your head, yes, you would have to get fitted for it.
The whole thing just seems so pretentious.
I wear glasses, so yeah, no pair of glasses fits your head.
I know, but
the thing is that there's so much pulling Google Glass in every direction at once. It's a hard sell, and I mean, first of all, you got the people got to deal with Google. Oh, Skynet jokes, right? Oh, they read your email. Those jokes have been around for a long time, long before Microsoft and this Google thing, long before whatever. So you got Google as the Google joke. And then you've got Glass. And because there's not a very specific purpose, it's like it just exists. People are trying to go, what do you use it for? Like, and I compare it to the Segway because I had a Segway. And you're like, this thing is kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you get people on it and they're like, wow, it really is like amazing the way this thing moves. I can totally do it. I got my dad on it, right? It's easy. Can you ever see yourself using it? You're like, hell no. And then when pop culture gets a hold of it,
they make fun of it.
Changes. Like Paul Blart Mall Cop,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Are there amazing uses for it? Yeah. Oh my God. You want to do some amazing filmmaking, film like skateboarders and stuff. You've got this platform and you don't even need to really hold on to the Segway once you get good with it, other than leaning the bar to steer it. You've got this now perfectly fluid thing. You attach like a camera arm to it. Oh my God. As a photography device, the Segway is incredible.
Yeah. Well,
but the hype came out. Huh?
The gyroscopes.
Yeah. And the hype came out. This is going to revolutionize everything and change the way cities are designed. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't decide if this is a good thing or if this is a brilliant move or a terrible move on Google's part, but they do this all the time where they release things in waves that make people hate other people. Like, you know what I mean?
They did that with Gmail.
They did it with Gmail. They did it with Google Plus. They did it with Buzz. They did it with everything.
Yeah, well, they're trying to do cool stuff, and they're also doing things that are pissing off lots of people at the same time.
Yep, right.
Mm-hmm. Google Plus is still getting just ripped to pieces because we understand what Google's doing. Yes, they're not making a social network to compete with Facebook. Facebook's its own thing. Google Plus is its own thing. Google Plus wants to be the social layer between all the services. Fine, Google's will to do that. But in the process of doing that, as they're flipping all of these services to make you have to use Google Plus, it feels very pushy.
Yeah.
And you know what? The response is, this is where nerds are horrible marketers. You don't tell somebody if you don't like it, don't use it. You don't turn people away. You need to get people to love you. You need to get people to use your product. You don't tell them not to use it. Even I think one of the CEO guys were doing it. They're like, well, you don't like it, you don't have to use it. Are you daft? Why would you tell somebody not to use your product?
Yeah.
And then you get to all these guys, and I was ranting about this a little earlier today, who want to compare spy cams, because the people who are concerned about privacy, right? It's not about the glass wearer. It's about everybody has to exist in the same oxygen sphere as the glass hole. They're like, well, you know, you can go buy a hidden camera or a button cam or a teddy bear cam or a Marlboro cigarette cam. Okay. If you want to get people to be comfortable with your newfangled technology, stop comparing it to the nefarious, sleazy technology of spy cams.
Yeah.
Did they not think that through before they tried to defend it? So now you got more people putting together. It's like Louis C.K. said, he hates the N word. Not the actual word, but the phrase N-word. Because now you make, when somebody says that, now you just heard the word in your head. You just said it in your head. Your N-word, that means, damn you. Same thing. Stop saying spy cam and Google Glass in the same sentence.
Yeah.
I love the concept of wearable technology, and there's a huge responsibility that goes with it, but you've got to deal with the I just read like 3 articles about Google Glass while we were just talking about movie stuff. I'm like, it's just constant onslaught, and the thing isn't even in a normal person's view.
No, and then Scoble is saying, yeah, I'm going to use this thing in the bathroom. Something. It's getting to the point now where they're saying privacy is dead, and now your privacy is dead outside of the internet.
Here's the thing. There's already a backlash of people. Like, how many times have you seen that GIF go around where people are like, all right, stack all your phones on the table at lunch, and the first one that touches the phone has to pick up the tab. People are getting tired of people being plugged in public.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing it's not going to change that. You're constantly going to be like, okay, forget about the privacy issues. Forget about that for a minute. People are going to be like, he's dialed in.
I don't think that the privacy thing is really an issue with, you know, you have phones, you got everything all over the place all the time anyway, and people just tune it out when you see camera phones, people taking pictures, whatever.
Well, what are you going to do, ban cell phones? Don't give people any ideas.
Things move
faster now, right? It's like the Harlem Shake thing. That was probably the fastest living and dying meme, because that thing showed up. It hit the next day. NBC News, they were all doing their versions of it.
Yeah.
Mainstream outlets, and that includes Congress and governments and stuff like that, they're on it at the same time as the internet peoples. You know, I'm sure Brian Williams is cruising Reddit looking for the next cool thing to be hip. And it's not like Tumblr is making Tumblr glass. That might actually be kind of interesting. And I think, yes, who makes it has everything to do with it. Well, I don't know.
Well, to be fair, the Harlem Shake, it did come out that the Harlem Shake was created by corporations. They made it viral.
It really?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. The most recent Smash meme was the viral dance craze, the Harlem Shake. Today, Kevin Ashton of Quartz shows how the entire thing was led and orchestrated by corporations. So they wanted to – it was like a test basically to see if they could make a viral video. So that's – I mean, that probably had something to do with why all those big, like, you know, NBC News and everybody, the State Show, was doing their version of it. Yeah. I was trying to find the article here. I don't know. There's, if you look it up, there's a thing about it. Did you want to talk about your start button? Or does it,
Oh, yeah. Windows Windows is getting a start button in Windows 8.1. I don't even understand why they got rid of it in the first place. It turned me off from Windows. It really did, because even though I know where everything lives in Windows, you can't change a paradigm so drastically after it's been working for over a decade.
Yeah. I think they kind of jumped the gun, realizing, oh, not everybody has touchscreen monitors on their desktops.
Yeah, I know.
No one does.
But the thing is that there are two things. There's the Metro UI, which is fine. You don't need the start button there. But you need it in the desktop, the standard desktop. You need it there. Because I was looking at a Windows 8 installation. Somebody was asking me about something. I'm like, I don't know how to get to the damn control panel.
I'll tell you the truth, though. I spent the $5 and got start 8.
Yeah.
Thing, whatever.
So like it just seemed
it
real
just brings back a start button. I paid $5 for a start button from a third party.
Microsoft, like Apple, can be arrogant about certain things because they know how market trends are going. Like, oh, we're going to get rid of the floppy drive. You know why? Because they needed to get rid of the whole industry needed to get rid of the floppy drive. Right. Somebody had to get rid of it first.
Right.
And we went to USB, which was probably the smartest thing ever. Well, Microsoft getting rid of the start button, especially when they touted the start button in Windows 95, they used the Rolling Stones Start Me Up as their big selling point.
Well, and also, to be fair, so, you know, they want to get people into the whole touchscreen thing, and Windows 8 is not any different than Windows 7, other than the start menu blew up and became this giant tile thing, and there's a special type of apps. It's very tablet-y. It's very one thing at a time. If there's anything that I actually hate about phones and tablets is I can't do two simultaneous things at the same, you know, time.
Mm-hmm.
It's either this or it's that.
Or that, yeah.
Desktops that don't have a tablet metaphor, you know, I got two things. I got three things open here. I have I'm not logged in, but I got Warcraft open. I got Firefox open, and I got IRC open. And I know what's going on in all three of them. You can't do that in a tablet or a phone, you know.
Man.
And so that's a hard thing to change. I mean, if we all had touchscreens. Now, Windows 8 on a tablet and on a phone is kind of awesome. I have a Windows phone, and I touched a Surface. I walked into a big Best Buy, and they had Surfaces there.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that device. Because in the tablet universe, I'm okay doing one thing at a time. Because that's how they work. And I have every tablet you can have, right?
Yeah. Apple,
Android, and whatever. Fine. It's a monotasking thing. Even though there's multitasking, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about visual. Surface is badass. I want a Surface. I just don't want them to be that expensive.
See, yeah, maybe.
And it felt great to flip through all those tiles and everything. It made sense. If they had tried to say, we're ditching the start menu since y'all got touchscreens anyway... Then we probably would be in a much different place.
I still didn't know how to get to the damn control panel.
When you were talking about like how you know Apple got rid of the floppy drive because it needed to happen, it made me think about Google. Well, I'm sure Google wants the norm to be this Google Glass. Everybody will be wearing it. But this goes back to what I was saying, like the way they do it. And I was thinking about the way Apple does things versus the way Google does things. Apart from the quality of the product, just the marketing and the introduction of it,
mm-hmm.
Apple makes an awesome thing that everyone can get right now. Not like, oh, I got to do this and go through all these hoops and blah, 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 and then get pissed because I can't get it and be mad at this guy, and that guy can't even lend it to me, or they'll shut it off, you know, whatever. Like,
yeah.
That's it's not how you revolutionize anything. You want your product to be awesome and everywhere, make it available everywhere right now.
Facebook Home came out, but only for like these four phones. And that's the other thing. I don't want the people responsible for a totally scattered marketplace to be responsible for wearable computing.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, Apple did state why. They gave a good, solid reason why. Floppies, 1.4 megabyte, you can email that easily.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. CD drives, I think was a little bit premature. I just bought a brand new laptop. It has a nice hefty CD drive in it, and I'm okay with that.
Well, my desktop, my iMac still has it. My Air doesn't need it. I'm not doing anything on there with that.
It worked for them for the Air, but I don't think it worked. A few people decided to go, okay, fine, this is going to be like the netbook kind of thing. Yeah. You back it up, that's fine. I don't think people are necessarily ready to ditch optical.
They still have CD on the MacBook.
Why do I have a dozen laptops in the closet? Because I'm like, crap, there's photos here and music there.
Yeah.
And I'm horrible. But I got shoeboxes of photos from 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And that shit don't break.
That's true.
And God forbid you don't, you know, you can't find a computer then to open up an old laptop as a target drive. Just smack a FireWire card in there, hold down T, boom. No, you don't even have FireWire anymore. My video cameras are dumb and retarded. It's just, you know, it's a mess.
Yeah.
So not always does it work that way. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I'm done with this show.
Geeks know best.
Yeah, Starman, what are you doing? What kind of shows you got? You got any new ones yet?
No, should I?
Yeah, I don't know. What you going to do, a live show or something?
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about that. No, I'm not doing that yet.
Wasn't I going to do a live show or something?
Yeah, you were going to do a live show, too. Well, you did do a live show.
Like three of them.
You did three of them.
That's not dead. I might come back with something.
Everything at the d20network.com. That's World of Warcast, This Week in Trek, The Infinite Loop Show, and The Hooniverse. And you can find me on Twitter at StarMike.
I'm Langley on Twitter. Eric Rice is Eric Rice on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And you can go to...
Nope.
World of Warcast. That's where I am.
You can visit...
What? You can visit World of Warcast.
You can visit,
right?
You can visit gotomeeting.com if you want.
By Citrix, yes.
By Citrix. I don't know if I'm supposed to put anything at the end of the show or not, but since I butchered it all earlier, I guess I might as well. You can go do that. And don't forget, use the promo code podcast if you do it, if you try it free. Because, you know.
Does not play well with others.
Yeah. Do you like GoToMeeting, Jeff?
It's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. All right, we'll see you next week, I guess. Maybe with a commercial, maybe not. Bye. Yeah.
Laters.